All right, guys, welcome to the very first WHAM podcast. I'm really, really excited. Women Against Mediocrity is what WHAM stands for, and I am your host, Whitney Miller. Check us out on Facebook if you don't really know about WHAM yet. It's facebook.com/womenagainstmediocrity. And basically what it's all about is inspiring and motivating women to pursue their dreams no matter what stage in life you know you're at. Regardless if it's at work or home with your family and your relationship at school, we'll be here to help you along the way. And really with fitness too, nutrition is what we're kind of focusing on with the Facebook page, but there's a lot of inspiration on there. And so we are joined here with Allison Holker from the So You Think You Can Dance show. She's one of the most amazing dancers. I've seen videos online and I'm so jealous. It's incredible.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being here today. I'm really excited to kick this podcast off with you, of course.
It's an honor to be the first one. It's amazing.
Yeah. You're the pioneer of it.
I think it's an amazing cause. I think it's a huge thing that you're doing for these women, trying to be an example to them and teach them a lot about everything that they can do with their lives.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what it's all about. Just a little bit about myself. I'm Whitney Miller. I'm the reigning Miss United States 2012 and former Miss Texas United States 2012. And I've competed in sports my entire life. I have two older brothers. I know you have older brothers as well.
Yes.
So having older brothers, playing with them, you know, them throwing me across the room. And it's just all about sports and my family and competing against each other and being healthy and happy and just leading a really good life. And that's what I wanted to bring to this podcast.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I grew up in the same thing with my family. Like, everyone was super involved with whatever their talent or their sport was. And so I feel very fortunate that I had good enough parents to really teach us good values and the quality of life and goal setting and really being fully committed to whatever it is that you truly love, you know. Mm-hmm. So my family across the board had different talents. I mean, my brother is a wrestler and he's super successful. He was All-American wrestling and he's like now a coach for a team, very successful. And then I have a sister that's also a dancer just like me, and she's been in so many different shows. So I think our parents gave us a really good format for our lives.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Same with my parents as well. They were both sick athletes. I mean, my mom brought windsurfing to Corpus Christi, where I'm from, and my dad was a professional sailor. And so it's all about staying motivated, being dedicated, and like you said, commit yourself to it and make sure once you make that goal to continue it and see it through. And that's why I have WHAM now and I'm excited. So you said your sister was a dancer, right?
Yes, she is.
And so is she the one that kind of inspired you to get into dance, or is this something that you wanted to do your entire life?
You know, she is the only reason I'm a dancer, actually, solely my sister. I saw her in a rehearsal with Mia Michaels, and seeing her dancing and like the athleticism and like her movement was so powerful and so strong that it just spoke to me, and I've been dancing ever since that moment. So I look up to my sister so much. Some of her credits, she was in the Celine Dion show in Vegas for like 6 years, and then she went to do some Cirque shows, then she did Le Rêve. So she's done a lot of stage productions, and she's just an incredible performer. She's amazing, you know, but she's also taught me a lot about being dedicated and like the work ethic and, you know, in dance. Like, I have to dance every single day and I have to train, I have to eat healthy, and mm-hmm. I have to really live my life through my talent, you know what I mean? But that means being committed every single day, doing my homework every day. I also have a daughter, so it's interesting to find that balance with work and
right,
like where I came from with my daughter and teaching her all those skills as well.
Yeah, that seems like, you know, a lot of women today have to kind of deal with that. You know, it's they have their family, but they also have this career. And how do we balance the two? And do I solely do my career? Or do I, you know, stay home with the kids all day? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
So what do you do? What is your advice to mothers that may have a demanding schedule but also want to spend time with their family?
You know, it's a hard balance to find being a working mother. And it's not, I don't think it's bad to be an at-home mother, because that's actually a dream of mine as well, like my future, to like really be at home with my children. But right now in my current state, I think it's very important for me to be inspiring my daughter, but then also inspiring other kids through my mm-hmm. gift and my talent, you know? So I work a lot. I travel a lot with work. I'm always on set. I'm always, you know, doing all these other things. And my daughter sometimes comes with me, you know, and attends a lot of activities. But a lot of the time, she's not with me, you know, and I had a really hard time with that at first, being like, oh my goodness, am I a bad mom? Like, and I went through it really hard emotionally on myself, but I was also getting it from other people. I think sometimes working mothers get it really hard from other viewers, outsider opinions.
Yeah.
So I used to allow that to come into my life and really affect me. And then one day, I had a very long conversation with a man, and I look up to him so much. His name's Jeff Thacker, and he has been a huge guide in my life. And he told me, you're doing great things and you're an example to your daughter by working. Mm-hmm. And so ever since then, I have never looked back on the fact that I'm a working mom. In fact, it's actually just inspired me to teach other women that it's okay. It's okay to go to work every single day, because my daughter comes home from school and she's like, oh, my mom's been working, you know? So she
right.
knows what I'm doing. She knows, and she knows that one day when she gets older, she can work,
mm-hmm.
you know, and have that passion and that love and still go on with their dreams. But where the balance gets hard is sometimes I feel like I'm at work so much that my daughter isn't getting enough attention. So what I've challenged myself to do is, if I spend, let's say, 8 hours at work and I'm 100% committed and I'm dancing all day and I'm talking to other kids and I'm teaching, I'm doing whatever it is I'm doing with my work, I know that if I go home, I have to give my daughter more energy than I gave at work. And that's
okay.
been my lifetime goal. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, it sounds,
you know what I mean?
Because
I'm like so energy packed at work that if I go home, I can't be tired.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really helped me with my balance, is like, even if it's just an hour or two with my daughter at night before she goes to bed, I'm fully with her. I'm working with her on her homework. I'm playing games with her. She doesn't watch a lot of TV. I don't allow that in my home.
Yeah.
We do a lot of like board games or card
That's
games.
That's so great.
Yeah. We do a lot of activities together. I teach her to dance herself, and I teach her all these things, but even if it's a short amount of time, it's a fully committed time to my daughter. I'm not just sitting with her on a couch watching TV.
Right.
You know, I'm really active with her. And I feel like that's helped me find the balance, is like, no matter what that time is, she feels my love 100% of the time.
Oh, that's, you know? So awesome.
And she, you know, and every child is raised in a different home. And mm-hmm. what they're raised in, they know.
Right.
So as long as I'm positive and I'm being an example and I'm doing what I have to do every single day, she knows she's loved, you know, because mm-hmm. she can feel it in the home. So I literally, the only challenge besides that even is making sure I have the energy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's also like, I'm just going to throw it in. Like, we're here with Onnit.
Right.
At, you know, actually at their home.
The offices.
The
yeah.
offices of Onnit and the Alpha Brain and also the, what's it called? The Smart Tech?
Shroom Tech Sport.
Yeah, for energy,
oh, yeah.
that has helped.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It has to.
Because the energy
feels
the whole day.
It does,
really,
right?
To really give my daughter, like, enough time.
And you especially need it. I mean, you're working, you're dancing, what, 8 hours a day, and then you go
yeah.
home and hang out with your daughter. That's amazing. And, you know, what a good example for her to really feel the love. You guys are engaged. You must have such a close relationship, and that's something that's going to that she's going to be able to show throughout her life. You
yeah.
know, and really just trying to work hard through everything.
Yeah. You know, and it's also, it's such a satisfaction in my life to hear my daughter, like, proud of me too.
Right.
You know, she comes sometimes on set, or she'll see something on TV, or she'll look on YouTube and she'll see something that I did, and she looks at me and she's like, that was great, Mom.
Oh.
You know, and there's nothing like the satisfaction of your daughter understanding that you're trying to help the world and
right.
change the world and do all these things, and she sees it and appreciates it.
Yeah. That's, you know, amazing. So does she go to the conventions and everything with you when you're there teaching the dance classes, and she gets to see you interacting with all of the other children too?
Yeah, you know, she doesn't come every weekend, but she does come with us when we're on, like, the West Coast.
Right.
When it's not, like, that long of hours on a plane. She'll be coming with us this weekend. We're going to be teaching in Santa Clara.
Oh,
so
cool.
She'll be coming, and she'll be taking class, and it's amazing. But something I've also learned from having a daughter is how to be better at work. You know, being a mom has really helped me with my patience. It's helped me
multitasking, probably.
Multitasking and, like, oh my gosh, I can do this.
Right.
Being a mom, we have the toughest jobs. Being a mom, like, there is so much to do in your life every day. You know, so taking that energy to work that I can do it really helps a lot.
Yeah. I don't have children yet, but I definitely will. It's sometime soon. I just have to get in that place. That
at the
place
right time.
First.
At the right time.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's funny. So I heard you talking about a little bit earlier about goal setting, which is really, really important to you. And I think that is something that we should focus on, you know, for WHAM, is that these women, it doesn't matter, like, just go out there and set a goal and just really try to commit to mm-hmm. that goal and see where that takes you. And you may have to take a little bit of a risk here and there, but
right.
that's kind of the fun part about it. It might be scary, but once right. you take that risk, so many great things can come out of that. So what do you use for goal setting, or what kind of goals do you set for yourself, and how do you think others can do that?
You know, I, like I said, like you said, like I am really passionate about mm-hmm. my goal writing, and I feel like it's the only reason I am where I am today. I write daily goals, and it's as simple as just like pretty much a to-do list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could be like, I want to wake up this morning at 8:00. I want to eat breakfast. I want to get my daughter to school on time. I want to work out for 2 hours. I'm going to eat healthy today. Those could be my simple daily goals. But as long as you're checking those goals off, you feel more motivation.
Right.
Yeah. So from 8 a.m., I'm writing all
you
these goals.
You can see your progress throughout the day.
Exactly where I'm going. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I write my daily goals, which are usually goals that I know I'm going to be able to accomplish. But it's like that feel good. Like the yeah. moment you check something off your list,
yes.
it's like, yes, I'm awesome.
I did it.
I'm going somewhere in my life. I went and dropped off my laundry at the dry cleaners. I'm amazing.
It's going to be a great day.
And then I also, I write my weekly goals, which is, okay, so this week I really want to focus on this task. Whether it be getting my taxes done finally, or I want to take my daughter to the park for an hour, I want to walk my dog at least twice, or, you know, whatever those goals are, that's more like the weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my yearly goals, I write out what I want to accomplish with work and with my daughter. Okay, so I want to teach my daughter that I want her to be a kind girl. I want her to be kind to people. So my year, I'm going to focus on teaching her the goodness of being kind to people,
right.
and then I'm also going to be an example. You know, so it's a little bit more in depth, you know, and then also with work, it might be, I want to act this year on a TV show permanently,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I write my work ones and my family goals. And then even now I'm engaged to Stephen Boss. And I find that even with being engaged, I write goals about that. I want to be good in our home. I want to take care of our house. And I want to, you know, whatever those tasks are. But that's more my year goals,
right.
you know. Some of the tasks are tasks I know I'm going to be able to cross off once again. Like, I'm going to maintain my weight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to work out this many times a week. Yeah, so that would be those goals. But then I find if I write those goals, I accomplish them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it also
just
takes
putting them down. Yeah. It's just kind of like a reminder.
Yeah. So it's putting it out there in the atmosphere that I will do these things. And it's also pushing myself to do them by a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have day. That's why I have my week. And that's why I have my year. The first time I saw results from goal writing, I was 18 years old. And like I said, I get the goal writing from my mom. You know, she's very, very big into it. And when I graduated, she asked me to write out goals. So I wrote out my goals, and I still have them to this day. There was a list of 10 things, and this was all for work. I wasn't a mom yet.
Right.
And I literally wrote out, I want to be on a TV show. I said, I want to inspire kids. I want to travel and teach dance. And I literally had 10 things on my list. I only didn't accomplish 2 of them within 1 year.
Wow.
And from that moment on, it like gave me chills when my mom gave me that paper a year later. And I was mm-hmm. like, look at what you did this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, like this was literally, these were goals for a lifetime, I thought. Like, I was going to conquer this in my lifetime.
But and it ended up being one year.
And so then that's when I was like, oh my God, this works. And this is what I need to live my life by. And so still to this day, I rewrite goals all the time. And I'm making sure that I look at those and I look on my computer and I really like study. Okay, so this is my year goal. This week, I'm going to focus on how to get that year goal done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to adopt that. You know, I do have tons of goals that I just kind of keep in my mind, but I yeah. think writing it down, putting it on a piece of paper where it can't be forgotten or something, it's right there in front of your face. And maybe even put it on your computer screen, you know,
yeah.
put it on your phone backdrop or whatever. So
yeah.
every time you turn your phone on, it's like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I am going to go work out today. Oh, yeah. I want to take my daughter to the park today. You
yeah.
know? And then even if you put your year goals on there, one step closer each day, do one step to get you closer to your end goal.
Yeah. You know, I also find the goal writing, I can see when I've faltered in it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can see the difference in my life. And I also find that goal writing has helped me realize how much time I actually have. You know, because sometimes when I don't write my goals, like, stuff starts, like, getting piled on. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I haven't got this done. So then each day that goes by, I feel stressed.
Right.
But when I write those things down, I realize I have 24 hours in my day. And everyone's always complaining about how tired they are. And I don't have time for this. And I can't get this done. But you have 24 hours. You sleep for about 8 of it.
Yeah.
that leaves you a lot of time in your day to get everything done.
To do it. Just do it.
If you just do it right away and you don't procrastinate and you actually focus on those tasks, you actually have plenty of time. So I find goal writing has helped me realize that.
Yeah. See, I'm a little bit of a procrastinator.
It's not bad. It's not horrible.
I mean, just to be totally honest, but I think like you're saying, just writing it down and making it visible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will definitely help. And I like that you put goals on there that you know that you're going to accomplish. Mm-hmm. That you know, like, oh yeah, I checked that one off. You know you're going to do it. Right. Yeah. And so I think I feel like it gives you maybe momentum to finish the rest of the list.
Yeah.
Throughout that.
There are actually times I actually cheat.
Oh.
And I write stuff that I've already accomplished in the day. And it just makes me feel good. Like, I don't know. It's cheating. But I'm like, hey, I'm going to go to the store today. I had already done it and I already bought my groceries, but I still put it on
my list.
Bought
groceries. Check. That's incredible. How funny. So along with everything else, I mean, you have your family, you have a fiance, which we got to spend some time with you guys, and your relationship is so inspiring. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
I mean, it's great to see such a happy couple together that really inspire people mm-hmm. together, because he's Thank also you. A dancer as well.
Yes, he is. He's and amazing.
Both of y'all. I can't wait to see you guys in action today. I'm really excited.
Thank you.
But so you're training for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You have your family, mm-hmm. Your daughter and your fiance. And then what about working out? Do you work out in the gym, or what do you do other than dance? Or is dancing, your workout since you're doing it 8 hours a day?
Dancing is definitely my main workout, and I find it's really forming my body all the time and changing. But I always try to work out on top of it. I find it very important for females to lift weights.
Mm-hmm.
Weightlifting has helped me out so much in my life. It really has. Like, I mean, I do cardio, but I find I get most of my cardio from dance.
Yeah.
But I when I go to the gym, I really only warm up on the treadmill for maybe 10 minutes. And the rest of the time, I'm working out with the weights.
Which is perfect. That's exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's not as consistent as I wish at times, but I definitely try to get to the gym a few times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And squeeze it in when you ever have a little time. And what I think is important is that what we were just talking about, time management, is that you have 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
You sleep for hopefully about 8 of it. And even if you give yourself 15 minutes, you know, maybe you can't get a 2-hour workout in the gym. Okay. We get that. Right.
Yep.
But you do have 15 minutes. You have it. Absolutely. Yep. Just, I don't know, do a body weight workout at home real quick. Just push it out. Really push yourself. Or if you can get into the gym, push yourself for 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be something crazy, but really try to get in there. And weightlifting is super, super important for women. I'm actually a certified kettlebell trainer.
It's amazing.
And so when I went through that whole process, you learn a lot about kettlebells and how they, assist your body and help your body. And you see you see women that go into the gym and just do cardio for 45 minutes mm-hmm. every single day, 45 minutes to an hour every single day. And they're wondering, why isn't my body changing? Why am I just kind of, I'm not toning up. I don't have the muscle definition. And it's because you're not lifting weights. Like, go in there and lift weights. It might be somewhat intimidating, but, some of your gyms have weightlifting classes. They have kettlebell classes. I mean, all over your city. Go check it out. Give it a try. Step out of your comfort zone a little bit and I think you'll really, really benefit from the results.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know for me, like, I see the same thing. I see a lot of women that do not go to the weights, and I'm very basic when I go to the weights. I don't do anything crazy.
No,
I don't know. I just do the basic, like, whatever it is I know, and I watch people. That's how I've learned. It's just like seeing, oh, that's what you use.
Yeah. I mean, still their exercises. Or even go up to someone and be like, what is that?
Yeah.
Okay. How can I do that for myself? But yeah, I mean, you can see people working out in the gym and just kind of pick and choose what exercises you think would be best for you.
Yeah. I think I honestly love the kettlebells.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're great. And I saw today that you guys have the gorilla kettlebells, and it was so inspiring. All I wanted to do was lift those. So, I mean, I'm going to probably buy some of those
there
and keep
them
at home.
I
swear, if you take like a 10-pound weight or take a kettlebell and you do like 10 lifts with them right before you get in the shower, that's like, if you can at least do that, it's going to be great for your
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Maybe put that into a routine. You know, I see this stuff on Facebook and things that there's like a before shower routine. Like, do this every single time before you get into the shower. I mean, do a little push-ups, do like 15 crunches, some jumping jacks, and then boom, you're in the shower.
Right.
It'll take you, I don't know, 2 minutes, but it's better than doing nothing.
Right. And taking the 5 minutes to be like, I didn't work out today.
Right. But on top of working out, you know, diet is actually very, very important. Mm-hmm. We really believe in earth-grown nutrients. Eat food. Don't put, you know, chemicals in your body or fast food or sodas, and don't do that to yourself. I mean, it really, truly is. You can't be a healthy individual and eat chemicals. It's just absolutely impossible. What have you adopted in your household?
As far as eating, I used to be one of those people. Yeah? I used to eat a lot of fast food. I love Jack in the Box. I love Del Taco, Taco Bell. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
I used to love Taco Bell. I don't eat it anymore.
Yeah.
No and more fast food, but
you know, it's hard to get out of the habit because it is so convenient and it tastes good.
It's fast, you know? It's cheap, it's right there.
It's easy.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's killing your body. Mm-hmm. It's so horrible. So how I've changed is I've let go of all dairy.
Wow.
No soy. Try really hard with no wheat.
Yeah.
And we've tried to go all natural in our home. And what I found is the more consistent I have gotten with it, the easier it has been in my life. And I feel from the inside out so much better. I have so much more energy. I have more like endurance to get through my workouts. When I first was told that I can't eat dairy anymore, and I can't have wheat, and I can't have sugar, and I can't have this. I was like, what am I supposed to eat?
You're like, whoa.
What do you mean?
Okay, just kill me now.
Do you know
this.
My life? Like, do you know that I need this energy? What do you mean I can't have soda and caffeine anymore?
This is crazy.
Yeah. But now, when I have faltered and I've had those things, my whole body crashes on me. You know what I mean? So the diet and, like, eating healthy really has helped me to be like just better in my life. Really.
Yeah.
I have more energy. I have more time. I have like just this like crazy energy that's always exuding from my body now. And it's from the food I'm eating. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like I actually feel nurtured in my body. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking care of your body from the inside out.
And I found what's really interesting is I teach my daughter to eat this way, and she's 4 years old. And by no means am I saying I'm like a great mom, but I have been an example to her about eating healthy and how mm-hmm. important it is. And she'll tell other kids like, oh, no, I don't drink soda. That's bad for me. So I only drink water. You know,
perfect.
She's like a little adult herself. But I find that having the healthier foods in our household, even my young girl, my young child, understands it and feels the differences herself.
Yeah,
she never recognizes wants fast food anymore. She never wants to eat sugar. She doesn't ask for candy anymore. You know, we have like our gluten-free cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
But she loves them. Like, she really likes that. And she doesn't drink milk herself anymore, you know? And so I find that bringing it into my home, it's changing like my little offspring.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. We actually, my boyfriend and I talk about that, you know, if we decide to have kids in the future, it's just not offering them gummy bears or Tootsie Rolls or candy or fast food. Like, I'm not going to take them to McDonald's before I drop them off at school. That's not going to happen.
Right.
We'll cook the food, and at home it'll be healthy, and they'll end up being healthier throughout their life. And like you said, adopting to it. It's going to become their lifestyle instead of having to go through drinking sodas and fast food. And then once you try to separate yourself from that, it's pretty difficult. I mean, I remember you were talking about a situation that happened to you while you were dancing, where you were drinking, what was it, Diet Dr. Pepper for like 3 days straight or something. It was just, that was your drink of choice.
I literally, my body crashed on me. I was in a rehearsal, and I love soda. I used to love soda so much, and I used to drink so much of it. It was Diet Dr. Pepper was, like, my thing.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it. Like, everyone always has joked about how, like, oh, Allison has her Diet Dr. Pepper. And literally, my muscles contracted on me, and I ended up in a fetal ball on the floor, and I couldn't rehearse the rest of the day. I had to leave the rehearsal, and, like, from that day on, I have had no more soda at all. And it's changed my life. It's mm-hmm. completely changed my life. But, you know, it takes dedication, and it's super hard. And it's always thrown in our face. Like, there's commercials everywhere. You go to a ball game and all you want to have is a soda. You go to a movie and you're like, popcorn and a soda.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what you want. And it has to be this giant size that's bigger than my head.
Huge, that you can't, yeah.
But now, honestly, my body doesn't even want it. It's like disgusted when it sees it, you know? And I find that in this generation, a lot of women have found that it's expensive to eat healthy.
Yeah.
But I feel that that's starting to change. I feel like the world is trying to make it a little bit more accessible to women. So I think if you take a little bit more time to do some research, like when you go to those like Trader Joe's or Whole Food, you know, grocery stores, things are cheaper now. They're trying to make it more accessible. They're trying to make it more easy for, you know, if you don't have tons of money to spend on that, right. McDonald's seems like the way to go.
Right.
But in reality, if you bought a salad, it's going to be the same price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I find that people need to know that these things are coming around and they're really trying to make it more accessible to eat healthy.
Yeah, it just seems like everybody is adopting it and people are wanting it more. I mean, even the regular grocery stores, they tend to have an organic area.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of these earth-grown nutrients just all right there. And it's not going to be $15 for, you know, some lettuce or something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a way more accessible, which I think is amazing.
Yeah. I also found that when I ate poorly, I felt more hungry all throughout the day. Because I wasn't getting any good nutrients in my body that, like, I found myself consistently eating. If I had McDonald's one day, a couple hours later, I'd be like, let's go to Taco Bell. A couple hours later, I'd be like, let's have some Twizzlers or, like, some popcorn, you know, or whatever it was. But I found myself consistently eating. And now that I eat healthy, I eat, like an apple for lunch, and then I'll have, like, a salad for dinner. And then I feel full. Like, mm-hmm. I feel fine because the food I'm putting into my body is actually, like, giving me fuel, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you have to give your body the right fuel in order for it to operate the way it should. I mean, it's just like a car. You have to give the car the right gas for it to go anywhere. And so that's exactly how your body is.
Right.
Fuel it, and you'll get what you want out of it.
Yeah.
But I read the other day, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you can pour Coca-Cola on a battery to clear the corrosion off the battery.
Is that serious?
That's for real.
That's horrible.
And you're putting that into your body. And I mean, I know Coke, you think Coke tastes good. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I break down and have a Coke. I very little, but sometimes I do. And you know, if you are on this, you know, Coke, fast food lifestyle, really, really consider changing it. Put it on your goal setting list that you're hopefully going to go make today.
Yeah.
Put it on your goal setting list. Be able to, you know, I'm not going to drink soda today, or I'm not going to go to McDonald's and eat that. You know, I'm going to cook my own breakfast this morning. Really just give it a try. Dedicate yourself to it. And you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel so much better. You're going to be working harder at school. You're probably going to be having more fun with your kids.
Yeah.
It really just kind of encompasses everything in your life.
Totally. No, it totally does. And I also find that it's something that, like, every woman, or sorry, all people really in general have their different ways of coping with things. Like, they have, like, oh, some people can drop it in one day and never look back. And then some people have to ease, like, themselves out of it.
Right.
But then some people use that as an excuse as well.
Yeah.
You know what
don't
I mean?
Don't get
so
caught
don't,
in that.
Yeah, don't let yourself do that. This is only going to hurt you in the end. You
right.
know? So whatever it is that you have to do to fully, like, stop, do it the right way, though. And don't just make an excuse of, well, I am only going to have three today. And
right.
then tomorrow only have two.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you're still having it. And so it's like you have to, at some point, be truthful
draw
to yourself.
The
and
line.
Draw the line. Yeah.
Draw the line.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, I mean, yeah, like you said, it's only helping you. And I was actually talking to somebody that was inspired by Women Against Mediocrity on Facebook, who decided to change their eating habits and everything. And it wasn't about just feeling healthier or anything, but she felt more powerful.
Yeah.
For herself, like her internal fire was back.
Mm-hmm.
And just because she proved to herself, look, I can do this. And when you feel that way, you have that fire, you have that desire to continue with it.
Yeah.
And just give it a try. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about if you haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah. I think it's also remembering, like, the power that you have inside yourself, but then also loving your body.
Right.
Like, people forget you have to, like, this is your tool
mm-hmm.
every single day. The only way you're going to process and live is in your body. So you have to treat this well, just like your car. You have to take care of your car. You have to go get the oil changed. We have to be giving ourselves the right things in order to live our lives right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so much. That was absolutely amazing. I had such a great time on our very first Wham podcast with Allison Holker. Where can everyone keep up with you?
I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and it's just my name, Allison Holker.
Easy. Straightforward. Yep. You can't forget it. And what else do you have coming up? Do you have anything coming up in the future that people should watch out for?
Yeah, I actually am going to be on So You Think You Can Dance this summer as an all-star. So awesome. It's very exciting. I love getting back onto the So You Think You Can Dance stage.
That has to be fun.
I love it. But then also, it's my acting debut. Ooh. In a new TV show called Hit the Floor. It's on VH1. It's premiering May 27th. And it's like a bunch of hot girls.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. A lot of hot girls dancing, and it's like all about these
fun
cheerleaders for basketball, like professional. Like, it's amazing. You just got to check it out. It's on VH1.
Yeah. Hit the Floor, VH1. We'll definitely have to check it out. Sounds like a really fun, entertaining show.
It was awesome.
It had to be awesome to film it.
Yeah. We filmed it all like from January through April. So it was like my whole year, and it's been amazing. The cast is incredible. The acting is awesome. You've got Superman in it, Charlotte Ross. It's incredible. It's really great.
That's really cool. Yeah. Make sure to check that out. May
27th.
27th. Awesome. Well, keep doing what you're doing, Allison. Keep inspiring. Be an amazing mother. And thank you so much for coming on the Wham podcast. Remember that you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/womenagainstmediocrity for tips, workouts, recipes, absolutely everything you need. Just a little bit of a reminder to keep you going. But thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully we'll have one next week. See ya.
Thank you.